The company houses that were down when you moved.
Well, they were just nothing much to them. They were a four-room thing. There was no plumbing in them. The bathrooms were outside the outhouse or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing fancy about them. It was just bored. If it had been real cold winter, you'd have freezed, I guess. But they were just bored. There was little square things, you know, four rooms.
Mm-hmm. How much rent did your father pay for them in the month?
I don't know. That I don't know. But we didn't stay there very long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except they started building right away up the hill when we were on Brunette Street.
Mm-hmm. If you were born in 1900 and you came out here in 1909, you'd be nine when you came out.
I was nine, yeah.
Did you start school?
Oh, yes. We had school on top. There was the Fraser Mill, the company store, they call it. On top of the store, there was two sisters came from New Westminster.
Do you know their names?
Sister Emmy and Sister, what was her name, Felix? Felix. And mm-hmm. there was one lay teacher, Miss Blanchard.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to walk from Starburton to Fraser Mill. There was no tram, there was no streetcar, no nothing.
Describe their walk every morning, if you can.
Well, they'd have to come from Starburton. That would be 3 miles, wouldn't it? To the bush.
To the bush?
Oh, yeah.
They have a path or anything like that?
Well, I do. If you had to go downtown, or, you know, grocery, because you could get your grocery at the company store, mm-hmm. but if you wanted shoes or anything, you wanted to go downtown, you had to take the CBR,
mm-hmm.
which still goes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you missed it back, you walked back.
For everything.
Oh, yeah.
When you were in Quebec going to school, was your education completely in French?
Yes. I was here, too.
Really, tell me about the...
When we got out here, we were, up to grade, was it grade 8? It was nothing else but French.
Mm-hmm.
And after you got into grade 8, they put you in an English class. There wasn't a word French. And you can imagine, as a dummy, we didn't know a word in English. Arithmetic and that, well, we could do it outside. All right, because she sent us to the board to make, you know, well, you count in French, count to yourself, they would know what you're, you know, you got it right, but the reading and that, come kind of hard at the first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the English, there was some English people going to school up here through there, and they called us dummy, and lots of things, lots of fun we had. There was mm-hmm. a few of us, one, me, and others, we stopped behind the log when they come from school. We caught these English kids and we beat them up. And they said they would tell teacher. So we told them, you tell teacher and we'll do it again next time.
Did they tell the teacher?
Huh?
Did they tell the teacher?
Oh, we were bad.
It was after grade 8 that you got...
In English.
After grade 8 in English.
Yeah. We had grade 8. That's when we started English. Before that was all French.